Thank you for calling the Depo Provera Helpline. My name's Alexa. Who am I speaking with today?
Kenya Weber.
Hi, Ms. Weber.
Hi.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. My heart goes out to you for everything you've experienced.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, was your meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay. Do you remember your date of diagnosis?
October 18th, 2019.
What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma?
I went to test them through my primary care physician sent me to a specialist.
Okay. And did they do a CAT scan or MRI or both?
Both.
Both, okay. What is your date of birth?
9/27/1988.
That's my mom's birthday, too.
Oh, she's a really good woman.
That's
a really nice lady.
Yep. Us Libras are the best. I'm born, three days later. I'm on October 1st, so
October
she happy right
yes,
after
ma'am.
Me, or right after her birthday.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man, what a birthday present.
Yeah, right? Okay, so I have your birthday as September 27th, 1988.
Yep.
Okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Did you also use the generic version as well?
No, I think I've only used the brand.
Okay.
I mean, that's, like I said, that's the best of my abilities. I can't remember for sure, but...
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember, was it the Depo Provera or the Depo Sub-Q Provera? Which one sounds?
No. Just the Depo Provera.
Okay.
I've never even heard of the sub-Q.
Okay. All right. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Now, within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember your usage start date?
It was February 2010.
Okay. And do you think it was beginning of the month, end of the month?
I can't remember all the way.
Okay. Month and year is perfect. So, February 2010, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember when you stopped getting Depo Provera shots?
Yes. Maybe the second week of April, in 2018.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and put April 10th, 2018. Does that sound correct?
Say it again. You'll put which one? I'm sorry.
April 10th, 2018 sounds about right.
Okay. You can put that one.
Okay. So April 2018 is correct.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay.
Now, when they look at your medical records, they'll be able to, you know, see the exact dates. This is just, like you said, to the best of your knowledge. So that's perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled K-E-N-Y-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name is Weber, W-E-B-E-R.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
L.
L, okay. I have your email as kenya708@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then this 504-365-6322, is this the best number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your cell phone, home phone, or both? Or I mean, cell phone or home phone?
Cell phone.
Okay. Now, when the attorneys reach out, would you prefer phone call, text, or email first?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Okay.
I was talking to my store manager. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. When the attorneys reach out, would you prefer a phone call, a text, or email first?
You can send us text first.
Text? Okay. And when is the best time of day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Whenever.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put morning, but also put that in the notes. Okay. Now, what is your home address?
5551 Rickert, RICKERT, Drive, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70126.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have 5551 Rickert Drive, and that was spelled RICKERT Drive in New Orleans, Louisiana, 70126.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you remember the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Aaron Duma.
Okay. And city and state that Dr. Duma works out of?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and what facility does he work out of?
Tulane Medical Center.
Okay. I see Tulane Center of Clinical Neurosciences, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, thank you. Okay, bear with me, I'm going to copy over everything, okay.
Is that, do they have the address at 1415 Tulane?
Let me take a look. Let's see. Tulane Avenue. Okay.
Okay, yes, that's it.
Okay. Okay. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Now, who was your treating doctor?
Dr. Aaron.
Okay, same doctor. Okay. And did you receive treatment at the Tulane University Department of Neurosurgery as well? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm going to copy over the address one more time. Okay. Now, who was your doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera shots?
That's Dr. Louis Aranciva.
Okay. And do you know how to spell the last name?
Yeah, it's A-R-E-N-C-I-B-I-H.
C-I-B-I-H?
No. C-I, B as in boy,
okay.
I, A as in apple.
Okay. Okay. In New Orleans as well?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, bear with me. And what facility did Dr. Louis Aranciva work out of?
Tulane also.
Okay. 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 Was it the same address, the 1415 Tulane Avenue?
I think because they're in the same building. I'm guessing
okay.
That's it. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. Okay, and I'll just copy it over. Okay, now what pharmacy do you go to pick up any medications?
CVS on Reed Boulevard.
Okay, Reed Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does 5902 Reed Boulevard sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you like me to take down any medical notes for the attorneys?
I don't have any.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. If you do think of anything, you can always update your file with them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, do you have a copy of your medical records?
So I can get them. I'll contact the hospital to obtain the necessary documents.
Okay. Okay. So most of the time, they are able to, with the information that you've provided and when you do sign the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms, they are usually able to obtain the records for you. But if they are unable to obtain them, would you prefer to provide them by mail or electronically or either?
Either.
Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Lives with me.
Okay. And their first name?
Gina, G-I-N-A.
Okay. Phone
Martin.
Number? Okay. I'm sorry. M-A-R-T-I-N. Is it M-A-R-T-I-N? I'm sorry. I didn't mean
yes,
to cut
ma'am.
You off.
You hit it.
Okay.
You hit it right. Nope. That's
okay.
Why I didn't say anything.
And what is their phone number?
504-699-2918.
Okay. I have 504-699-2918.
Yep.
Okay. And your relationship? Is it friend, family? Okay. Do you know her email off the top of your head?
G. Martin.
Okay.
At Tulane.edu.
Okay. So I have G. Martin at Tulane.edu.
Yep.
Okay. And then it asks for the address, so I'm just going to copy and paste your address, so bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, now this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
434-7363-82.
Okay. I have 434-7363-82.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. So I will be sending you a DocuSign first. I'm just going to go over the few bits of the important information that's going to copy over. That way we don't have to rebuild the documents and re-sign. So I have, let's see, you said you did not already get an attorney, correct?
Right.
Okay. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year.
Correct.
It was of the brain.
Correct.
And you were diagnosed 10/18/2019.
Correct.
Okay. Your birthday is 9/27/1988.
Correct.
Okay. You used the name brand contraceptive Depo-Provera.
Correct.
Okay, you used it for at least 1 year, and you confirmed you had at least 4 injections within that year prior to diagnosis?
Correct.
Okay. You started receiving the injections in February of 2010?
Correct.
Okay. You stopped in the middle of April in 2018?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, you confirmed that with me. You already confirmed your social twice, so I'm going to not repeat that. I just want to verify first name, K-E-N-Y-A.
Yep.
Last name, W-E-B-E-R.
Yes.
Okay. Email is your first name, 708@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Your address is 5551 Rickert Drive, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70126.
Yes.
Okay. And then Aaron Dumont was your diagnosing and treating doctor at Tulane University Department of Neurosurgery.
Yes.
Okay. And then Louis Arancibia, I know I was going to mispronounce that.
That's okay. Listen, he had to tell me how to say it. Don't worry.
It's just
that's the
one.
Only
it's
reason why I know how. Yes.
Yep, that's how you know how to spell it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was your prescribing doctor at the Tulane University Department of Neurosurgery as well. And it looks like...
He's a primary care physician.
Okay, and he was the one that prescribed the Depo shots, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. All right, so bear with me. I'm getting the documents drafted right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So before it will let me go to the next screen. Now, we will never ask to reach out to anyone, but if you know of anyone else who was also injured by Depo-Provera, please give them my number so we can get their voice heard as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And then just to confirm, your middle initial is L as in Lisa, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure everything copied over correctly. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good. It's almost over. 5:30.
Good. I know, we just got back from lunch, so I still got a few more hours, but that's okay. I love what I do. So.
Yeah. I did the same thing. I just came back from lunch. I took lunch maybe like 2 o'clock, 2:30.
Okay. Okay, so it looks like everything copied over correctly. So you're going to get it sent to your email as well as a text. It's going to be sent from Alexa Knox at Mass Tort Strategies. That's me. Let me know when you do receive it.
Okay, so I just received.
Okay.
So close any bubbles or overlays from other apps, then try again. Okay, hold on. So for some reason, it's not letting me open it.
Okay.
Let's see if I continue. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, I found it.
Oh, you said you signed it? Let me take a look.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wow, you're quick. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let me take a look. Okay, I did receive it on my end. So great. I do want to say thank you for your time. You know, my heart goes out to you for everything you've gone through, and I admire your strength through such a difficult time. I know these questions are not easy. They do kind of tend to bring up open wounds or old wounds.
Yes, they do.
But, you know, this is going to be the hardest part of the whole thing. The attorneys that we work with, you're in such good hands. They're going to take care of everything for you. So then you won't have to worry, and, you know, this will help you get your voice heard for what you've gone through. And I do want to say, if you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me. I am going to text you my number so that you can reach out if you don't hear from the attorneys within 72 hours. Now it's Thursday, so I would say probably Monday or Tuesday is when they're going to reach out. If you don't hear from them, please give me a call and I will connect you straight to them, okay?
Okay, thank you so
Yeah.
much, Alexis.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You have a blessed day and happy holidays.
Same to you, and tell
Thank
mommy
you.
I said she's a great person.
Yeah, you too. You
Great
too. I can
leader.
tell you're such a sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
Libras
you
are
so
the
much.
best.
Happy
We rock.
holidays. Yes, we
Yeah, you
are.
too.
Yes, we are. Bye-bye.
All right. Happy holidays to you too. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.